The Cheerios yo-yo man did not come back to the corner, and Sister Felicie disappeared from school for a week. Then, one Monday morning, she was back in class, looking joyless and glazed, as though she had just walked out of an ice storm. That afternoon, Benny and his girlfriend pulled into my driveway while I was picking up the trash Vernon and his brothers had thrown out of their attic window into the yard. "I can't get the atomic bomb right. Get in the car. We'll pick up your friend on the way out," he said. "Way where?" I said. "The Shamrock. You want to go swimming and have some eats, don't you?" he said. "I'll leave my mom a note," I said. "Tell her to come out and join us." That definitely will not flash, I thought, but did not say it. Benny had said he couldn't pull off the yo-yo trick called the atomic bomb. The truth was, he couldn't even master walk the dog. In fact, I couldn't figure why a man with his wealth and criminal reputation would involve himself so intensely with children's games. After Nick and I went swimming, we sat on the balcony of Benny's suite, high above the clover-shaped pool of the Shamrock Hotel, and tried to show him the configurations of the atomic bomb. It was a disaster. He would spread the string between his fingers, then drop the yo-yo through the wrong spaces, knotting the string, rendering it useless. He danced up and down on the balls of his feet in frustration. "There's something wrong with this yo-yo. I'm going to go back to the guy who sold it to me and stuff it down his throat," he said. "He's full of shit, kids," his girlfriend said through the open bathroom door. "Don't listen to that. You're looking at the guy who almost blew up Mussolini," he said to us. Then he yelled through the French doors into the suite, "Tell me I'm full of shit one more time." "You're full of shit," she yelled back. "That's what you gotta put up with," he said to us. "Now, teach me the atomic bomb." Blue-black clouds were piled from the horizon all the way to the top of the sky, blooming with trees of lightning that made no sound. Across the street we could see oil rigs pumping in an emerald-green pasture, and a half-dozen horses starting to spook at the weather. Benny's girlfriend came out of the bathroom, dressed in new jeans and a black and maroon cowboy shirt with a silver stallion on the pocket. She drank from a vodka Collins, and her mouth looked cold and hard and beautiful when she lowered the glass. "Anybody hungry?" she asked. I felt myself swallow. Then, for reasons I didn't understand, I told her and Benny what Mr. Dunlop had done to Sister Felicie. Benny listened attentively, his handsome face clouding, his fingers splaying his knotted yo-yo string in different directions. "Say all that again." "This guy Dunlop ran off the Cheerio man," he said.